selling the Iran nuclear deal.
Let's give this thing a chance.
To a skeptical Congress.
We are ratifying Iran's nuclear program.
Stranded at sea for 2 months.
He was fishing with a net and collecting rainwater.
More proof that the German wing's crash was intentional.
He set the plane to descend and sped it up.
Good morning. I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. The marathon negotiations are over for now. The tentative agreement on Iran's nuclear program regulates the size and grade of its uranium stockpile, the number of centrifuges, and their capabilities. Despite optimistic words from President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry, it's a tough sell in neighboring Israel. Government spokesman Mark Regev.
This deal is a step in a very, very dangerous direction. It leaves Iran with an expansive nuclear infrastructure intact.
It's also a tough sell in Washington. CBS News congressional correspondent Stephen Portnoy is live with reaction from Capitol Hill.
Peter, Republicans have called this deal alarming, dangerous, a colossal mistake. New York Congressman Peter King.
Iran is going to come out of this stronger than they were before, and we will have lost our leverage.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, who wrote a letter to Iran's leaders, says because Iran will be allowed to continue spinning 6,000 centrifuges, the agreement is worse than he feared.
The only acceptable deal would be Iran's nuclear disarmament.
Some Democrats are optimistic that if the deal is kept, Iran will never become a nuclear power. But others in the president's own party say they are skeptical, and they back a move to force the president to submit this deal to Congress.
This is Pam Coulter at the White House. A lot of work remains to be done to flesh out the details of the political agreement, but President Obama said if a final deal is reached in June and Iran follows through, it will mean a safer world.
We will be able to resolve one of the greatest threats to our security and to do so peacefully.
The president maintains a diplomatic solution. Restricting Iran's nuclear activities with intrusive inspections is the best way to prevent Iran from getting a bomb.
March jobless numbers are just out. The number of new jobs has fallen far short of expectations. The Commerce Department says employers added only 126,000 jobs last month. CBS News senior business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Wow, this is a disappointing read. We were expecting 250,000, 126. Really rough. Now, it is 12 straight months of job gains above 200,000, so we didn't get to 13. That would have been the best stretch since 1994 to 95.
The unemployment rate held steady at 5.5%. 66 days lost at sea. That scenario usually doesn't end well, but it has for Lewis Jordan, who was spotted some 200 miles off the North Carolina coast, was rescued and called home.
Hey, Dad. I haven't heard you in so long. Oh, man, nice to hear your voice.
German sailors spotted Jordan. The Coast Guard medevaced him to shore and released excerpts from this conversation with his father, Frank.
We prayed and prayed, and we hoped that you were still alive.
Just praying about you because I was afraid that you guys were crying and sad that, you know, I was dead, and I wasn't dead. I wanted you guys...
Yeah, well... We were. I thought I lost you.
Lewis Jordan says he survived on fish and rainwater. He's now recovering from a shoulder injury and dehydration. More evidence that the co-pilot of a German Wings jet deliberately crashed into the French Alps as investigators examine the plane's second black box. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
They say a first reading of the data confirms the pilot in the cockpit used the automatic pilot to put the plane into a descent. And on several occasions, he modified the settings to speed up the plane as it descended towards the Alps.
Now that discovery comes after investigators said Andreas Lubitz had researched suicide and cockpit security days before the crash. French lawmakers have approved a measure that would make it a crime to use anorexic models, following other countries who have outlawed the glorification of thin. A Georgia family has been awarded a $150 million judgment in the case of an exploding Jeep and the death of a four-year-old boy. We get more on this live from CBS's Barry Bagnato.
The verdict in favor of the family of Remington Walden potentially exposes Jeep's parent company, Chrysler, to more huge jury awards. Federal safety officials say there have been more than 50 fatal fires in older model Grand Cherokees and Liberties. Questioned by a lawyer in a court deposition obtained by CBS News, Chrysler CEO Sergio Marchionne admits gas tanks have exploded many times.
Has Chrysler Group ever warned people that this gas tank on the Grand Cherokee is vulnerable to rear impact?
No.
The jury in this case ruled Chrysler was 99% at fault for the boy's death. Peter?
The mystery of the hanging noose at Duke University has been at least partially solved. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisulli is in North Carolina.
Duke University administrators aren't saying much about the student they say has admitted hanging a noose from a tree on campus. Larry Monetta is vice president of student affairs.
This person acknowledged the behavior. On that basis, we've taken action such that the student is not on the campus.
Monetta refuses to say whether that person is still enrolled at Duke.
But the school acknowledges he or she is no longer on campus and will be subject to the school's student conduct process. Officials are also trying to find out if others were involved. Police in Kenya are offering a reward to find the man they say masterminded yesterday's college campus attack that killed 147 people. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Garissa, Kenya.
A bounty has been put on the head of Muhammad Kuno, who was a former student, a teacher here in Garissa, and who grew up here and has then joined Al-Shabaab a couple of years ago. And it's understood that he masterminded this entire attack. A $217,000 reward is now put on his head.
Four gunmen killed themselves after the attack. Two New York women are in jail this morning after being arrested for an ISIS-inspired terror plot. Federal investigators say they were caught in a sting operation that uncovered bomb-making materials and literature for a possible attack on New York targets. Officials say they never came close to pulling it off. This is Good Friday, the most solemn day in the Christian calendar, and many are in the Holy Land. CBS's Robert Berger is in the Old City of Jerusalem.
Pilgrims from around the world are crowding into the narrow cobblestone alleyways of the Via Dolorosa here in Jerusalem's Old City. Many are carrying big wooden crosses. This group from Germany is singing hymns and reading scriptures as they visit the 14 stations of the cross. Robert Berger, CBS News on the Via Dolorosa, Jerusalem.
Yesterday's presidential trip to Louisville, Kentucky came with gridlock and a twist. A woman stuck in traffic who delivered a baby boy on I-65 thanks to a nurse who is also stuck. Yet another attempt to bring a successful movie to the Broadway stage.
It's that 1993 film starring Bill Murray about an arrogant weatherman forced to live the same day over and over.
It's Groundhog Day! Get up and sit that hog out there! Yeah!
Now a story based on that flick is set to arrive in 2017 with a star-studded cast of creators and producers, including Scott Rubin. The composers say it will be both instantly recognizable and utterly different. Recent Broadway musicals based on films that failed include Rocky and Big Fish. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Well, a man who spent 30 years on Alabama's death row goes free today after a decades-long fight to prove his innocence. Ray Hinton was convicted of killing two Birmingham fast food restaurant managers. Updated forensics show the bullets didn't come from his gun. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, April 3rd, 2015. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. And I'm Peter King, CBS News.